Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Core Finance. It gives you a great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Matt Brown. Morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with headlines this morning. FTSE nears 7,500. Wowee. Is this a currency play now?
Yeah, exactly. It's a currency play. The pound is down. The pound has been pounded on the back of everything going on with the government, Theresa May. So, look, the pound is down. FTSE's going up. We're above, you know, we are now actually just above 7,500. It is a sterling play, but the thing to look at actually is the FTSE 250, the FTSE 350, and the rest of the industry. So that gives you a better indication of the UK PLC. Now, uncertainty about having another election, another government, who's going to head up, who's going to be PM of this country, will start to impact the smaller, medium-sized companies. So whoopee-doo, the FTSE's up on a lower pound, but actually there are bigger implications for this, so look out for that. Theresa May, look, are her days numbered potentially?
Failed coup.
Yeah, but I think the problems won't go away. We had 30 MPs looking to oust her as PM or leader of the Conservative Party. Really, they need about 50, but I'm sure the long knives are out. There's going to be a lot going on over the weekend, and the market will look at next week. Market doesn't like uncertainty, yep. And there's uncertainty there at the moment, and that's why the pound's so low.
Understood. And finally, non-farm payroll, a big number of the month.
Yeah, big number of the month and the week. I think it's drawn a lot of focus. We'll look, when we go through the calendar, we'll talk about consensus and what that print could potentially be today.
Absolutely. Let's move on to FTSE One to Watch. Tesco's, yeah. Dividends, it's all good news,
yeah,
isn't
good,
it?
Yeah, good news this week. However, I've highlighted this with regards to Booker. Now, seven of the big wholesalers in the country aren't happy that Tesco's are going after Booker's.
Yeah.
And I think the competition authorities will look at that. That's still ongoing. Tesco's maybe just need to focus on what they're doing and seem to be doing quite well. They're a good improvement. Small dividend, albeit I think a penny,
yep.
Whatever it was this week, so some good numbers. But just look at that Booker deal. Tesco always performs better when it focuses on its own business. Their little forays into US didn't work out, China, etc. So maybe if the Booker deal doesn't go through, actually that's a positive for Tesco's.
Understood. In terms of small cap today, Morse's Club, putting you first. We've interviewed
Paul Smith, the CEO, on the show. Now, Morse's Club is a doorstep lender, whether you like that kind of business or not. However, they have been a net beneficiary of the Provident Financial. They are scooping up agents from Provident Financial, more than happy to leave that model and join Morse's Club. So that's good news for them. They have more people on the street, door-to-door, dealing with loan books, etc. They had interims out yesterday. It's an interesting stock to look, just really for that Provident Financial shift trade.
Well, given that everyone's in so much debt and these almost daily headlines now, that would probably be worth looking at as a portfolio play.
Indeed.
Let's talk currencies and the pound, Great British Pound against the US dollar. On a red day again, 130.71, the euro, Great British Pound cross 89.49. The markets are saying rates aren't going up in November, aren't they?
That seems to be the case, and all the good work that Mark Carney has done. The macro prints from the UK actually haven't been that great. Maybe he just wanted to talk up the pound and really didn't think an interest rate hike was on the cards. But again, this potentially is also just the uncertainty. So if there is another election, or we do have a new PM, new leader of the Conservative Party, that's uncertainty.
Yep.
Will Mark Carney use that as an excuse to not hike rates? Well, we'll have to wait and
see. We should see. Well, there's headlines, Citi AM this morning, Citi dividend on 2018 rate path as Bank of England hike looms. Right, let's talk about broker upgrades, downgrades. Berenberg today, DFS Furniture. Everything always seems to be on sale at DFS Furniture. The previous recommendation was a buy, new recommendation, a hold.
Yeah, on the back of numbers, look, the profits are down 20%. They've got issues. People aren't buying those big ticket items. You mentioned off air, the car sales are down. Furniture, whether people are buying buying that on credit or outright. These are big ticket items, and we're seeing this happen with cars, now furniture, and on the back of this, on the back of the numbers yesterday, Berenberger basically saying, look, you know, neutral stroke sell on the stock.
Seller of the UK economy, maybe. Mm. Right, core number 1,000. What's caught your attention there?
Right, this is reported today, I believe, in The Guardian. Goldman Sachs have rented space in Frankfurt for 1,000 employees. It doesn't seem like a lot, employees, I should say, for Goldman Sachs, but at the moment there are only 200 employees in Frankfurt at the moment. Now, Goldman Sachs are quite savvy. This is maybe just a little bit of a hedge against Brexit, post-Brexit, but just be aware, you know, these big investment banks may look to leave the UK. Yeah. We'll see.
I'm not convinced by that. Right, let's move on to the calendar today. In terms of the UK, the MPC member Haldane speaks, beg your pardon. In terms of the US, we've obviously got non-farm payroll, and we've got the Fed speakers, and in Canada, we've got the unemployment rate. So quite a busy day if you're a trader.
Busy day if you're a trader. Highlight is definitely going to be non-farm payrolls. Look, the headline figure expected to be 90,000. That may seem like a low number, but obviously it's the hurricane effect, and we saw that impact the ADP employment numbers during the week.
Yep.
So expect a low number, but it is the hourly earnings and the unemployment rate that is key at the moment. So strip out the headline, look for those, and they are the key indicators that are going to improve the stance that the Fed is going to raise interest rates.
Finally, to wrap up, I'm bored at the weekend. Any particular highlights of the week in terms of the videos? Anyone caught your attention?
We've had a lot. Mark Oswald in the back end of last week talking about Q4 was very exciting. A lot of talk around the pound and euro dollar. Now, if you're trading those FX markets, we've had a lot of great content this week on those, so check that out on our website.
Matt Brown, thank you very much indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.